Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the blips and zips in the media. Today's topic, the elephant in the room. Today, the press contained news of the Mujahideen Shura Council in Iraq issuing a statement saying, in part, "We will break up the cross, spill the liquor, impose the head tax, and then the only thing acceptable is a conversion to Islam or be killed by the sword." This, of course, over a statement by Pope Benedict quoting an ancient Byzantine criticizing Islam for spreading their faith by the sword. Evidently, among the many things outlawed by Islam, absurd self-contradiction is not one of them. Now, of course, the Mujahideen Shura Council does not speak for Islam. But does Islam speak for the Mujahideen Shura Council? That's the elephant in the room, and not just for Islam, but for most other religions in the world as well. The willingness to look aside as some elements use your religion as an excuse to kill people, whether in Northern Ireland, Israel, Darfur, abortion clinic bombers in the United States, or that penultimate low point in Christian-Muslim relations, the Crusades. In the interest of full disclosure, I do regard the Pope as my spiritual leader. What I hope he was trying to get at with that embarrassing quotation, and what I pray that after this apology is out of the way he gets back to, is that using religion to justify violence is wrong. Period. Set the record straight regarding such activities in Catholicism's history and create an example for other leaders to follow. That would be an action that would do the Sede Apostolica proud. In fact, another news story today may be pointing in exactly that direction. The Vatican opened up its archives for the years 1922 to 1939 in order to be fully open regarding suggestions that it had quietly cooperated with the Nazis during the pre-war years. But fundamentally, religions are not composed solely of popes, imams, and prelates. They consist of believers. Ultimately, it is a question for each of the 95% of Americans who say that they believe in a God as to whether they are inclined to look harshly when those of other faiths use religion to justify their evil, while they look askance at the elephant in the room of those who do the same under the cover of their own. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.